Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Simply Chrissy podcast. This is your girl, Chrissy, coming to you once again with more goodness. This is episode 14. It is the year 2020. Freshly the year 2020. We are January the 2nd. 2020, clear like vision, nice and focused. So happy new year, my friends. Happy new year. God bless you all. Today we're going to be getting into a review of a product that I have been wanting to try for like a year or two. Before I let you know what that is, though, remember to check out simplychrissyblog.com. You can check out Simply Chrissy Blog on Instagram, Facebook, as well as Twitter. Remember to like and share and rate this podcast. Share it with your friends. Share it with everybody you know. Please big it up because it helps new people to find it and to gain some value from it. Okay? Thanks. Help your girl out. Thank you. Appreciate it. So we're going to be getting into the review of a vegan protein powder. The name of the protein powder is called Planta. And it is by one of my favorite fitness people on planet Earth, Mike Rashid King. He is a gentleman from the United States of America. He is a professional power bodybuilder. He is an entrepreneur. He is a father. He is a pro boxer. He is a fitness influencer. And he is a co-owner, I believe. Sorry, Mike. Hopefully you're listening to this. He's whatever the technical ownership split is. He's part owner of Ambrosia Collective. Okay? And Planta is under Ambrosia Collective. That is one of the products that they put out. And Mike has like fitness programs. So I highly recommend that you check out MikeRashid.com. He has like Alpha Shred. That's his fitness 30-day fitness program. It's really good. I do Mike's YouTube videos. They will crush you. Crush you. They're very good. And he has workouts for in the gym, as well as like no equipment, free dumbbells or free weights. He has everything. Men, women, everybody. Highly recommend. Anyway, we're going to get into the review of Mike Rashid's Planta vegan protein powder. Let go. Okay, folks, let's get into this. So I would like to start off by saying I was very nervous about trying Mike's protein. Not because I didn't believe that he would put out a good product. Like Mike, once you get Mike's vibe, the way that he operates, the way that he works out, he's very meticulous, the way that he puts out his products, the way he presents himself, the way that he teaches people, or rather trains people, very meticulous, no bullshit, to the point, awesome, like personable, nice, but he's just no bullshit, which is what I love. Still, you don't know when somebody puts out a product, and I've tried different vegan proteins before, and I didn't like them. So I was nervous just because sometimes when you like somebody a lot, you really, really want their product to be good. And so that's why I was nervous. So on Mike's Ambrosia Collective website, he has the regular sizes. He has like the, you know, like protein powders typically come in those giant tubs. So he does have like the large tubs of the Planta protein powder. And I also noticed that he has like a smaller size that comes in like a bag, like a medium sized bag, if you will. Sorry, I don't know the grams offhand. And then he also has sample packs, 6 sample packs, that you get in a, they'll come all together, and it has 6 flavors in it, and that's what I got. So the 6 pack of samples, you would get Madagascar vanilla, sprinkle cupcake, cacao, which is like a chocolate, then there's mint cacao, and then there is banana maple French toast and peanut butter cup. I tried the Madagascar vanilla, the sprinkle cupcake, the cacao, and the banana maple French toast. I could not try the peanut butter cup because I have severe allergies to all peanuts and tree nuts, and there was like peanut flour or something inside of the peanut butter cup protein, so I could not risk making myself sick because I read. Thank you so much. Because I read. And so I was like, nope, can't do that. Looks great though, but I couldn't do that. And then I also did not try the mint cacao flavor because I don't like mint. So just a disclaimer, want to let you know, to be real with you, I didn't try those two, but I did pass those two flavors that I just mentioned along to my friend Cody, and he filled in where I could not fill in. And so the good news is I'm very happy to announce that the Planta protein powders that I tried are delicious. Frickin' delicious. Do you hear me? They are fantastic. They are smooth. They mix well. They are silky. They are not chalky. It doesn't taste like you're eating frickin' sand and dirt. They just taste amazing. They're phenomenal. I even noticed myself getting stronger. Like, I typically notice myself get stronger when I obviously have sufficient protein, but I could feel it because I was using it when I was working out. And amazing. The Madagascar vanilla. Sorry, I stopped myself. I really like vanilla flavor. The Madagascar vanilla, delicious. The cacao flavor, which is like the chocolate flavor, I don't typically like chocolate myself, but this cacao flavor, delicious. Like, I would buy this flavor. It's phenomenal. The sprinkle cupcake, I am not a fan of sprinkles just generally, like in life. I will say that as a person who does not typically go for things with sprinkles, the sprinkle cupcake was really good. And so for people who are fanatical about sprinkles and or cupcakes, your face will blow up with happiness. Like, your face is going to explode like a piñata being smacked by children at some kind of party. I don't know. So, highly recommend. Oh, also the banana maple French toast, very good. It literally just tastes like maple. Like, it's not weird. Like, it actually tastes good. I know, Mike, if you're listening to this, hopefully you are, speak life. Mike always says everybody loves that flavor. I can see that. It just tastes like a nice maple. Okay. Also, I got the idea for what I'm about to mention. I got this from my friend Cody. I mixed some of my protein samples with yogurt. I have the Silk brand of the non-dairy coconut yogurt. I mixed some of my Planta protein powder with yogurt. Guess what? Yo, Mike, new idea for you. Freaking delicious. You know what it turns into? It turns into like this delicious protein dessert. It's like a pudding or like some kind of like genius, like vegan, non-dairy, like custard thing. Who knew? Thanks, Cody. It's delicious. Okay. And so now that's my feedback on the Planta protein powder. Now I'm going to segue to let you know what my friend Cody thought. He's the one who tried the peanut butter cup flavor as well as the mint cacao. And then I have a third person who tried it. These sample packs went a very long way. Mike Rashid King, I really hope that you are listening to this. Your product is very good, and out of one sample pack that I ordered from you, three people have tried it, and you have three new testimonials here. Just want to let you know, Mike Rashid in California. Okay, so Cody, he tried the two flavors that I just mentioned, loved them. He said they were phenomenal. They were nice and smooth, just like I experienced. Nice and smooth, not chunky, flavorful, wonderful. And he mixed them with milk. And there was one day he had run out of milk, and all he had was, he was using regular cow's milk. I don't use cow's milk, I use almond milk. Anyway, going back to Cody. He had run out of cow's milk, and all he had was regular plain unsweetened yogurt, and he is the one who mixed either one of the, whether it was the peanut butter cup, I think it was the peanut butter cup, or it could have been the mint cacao, sorry, I don't remember exactly, but he mixed one of them in with the yogurt, and he said it was delicious. So he had done that first, he gave me the idea, and then I decided to try it too, just to see if it was legit. Fully legit. So that's basically the conclusion from Cody. Two thumbs up, and also I give it two thumbs up. Last person is my friend Ben. Ben has a sensitive stomach and he cannot have regular whey protein powder, so he doesn't use and Ben's into a lot of fitness. Cody is active and he does have some plant-based foods in his diet, but he still has cow's milk and things of that nature. Like, he still has dairy in his diet. Ben does not have any dairy in his diet, and Ben is heavily into the gym and fitness. Like, he's in phenomenal shape and he's a fitness person. So Ben does not use any whey protein powder, as I mentioned before, because it hurts his stomach. So he just uses other methods of protein for fitness, okay? So, and then he's just a regular, like, he's not vegan or anything of that nature. So when I introduced the idea of this protein powder to him, he wasn't jumping for joy, but he was open enough to try it. He tried the banana maple French toast because I used half of it, and then I gave him the other half, and he tried it, and he said it was delicious. and it did not hurt his stomach. He tried it, and then he waited for maybe half an hour or an hour, and it did not hurt his stomach. So, and he had never had a plant-based protein powder ever before. Okay, so from a fitness person, Ben, who is not a vegan, he is not plant-based, he's just regular, but he is a fitness person, and he has a sensitive stomach, and he does not use any whey protein powder. This is the first time he has tried plant-based protein or vegan protein powder. He loved it. Tasted great, flavorful, smooth, not chunky or anything of that nature, didn't hurt his stomach. So Mike Rashid, you get six double thumbs up on your Planta protein powder. You crushed it. Like, it's super good. I highly recommend any person listening to this, I highly recommend that you try Mike's vegan protein powder. It is freaking legit. You will feel yourself getting stronger. It tastes phenomenal. You can have it with regular cow's milk. You can have it with non-dairy milk. You can have it with yogurt to put a different vibe to it, a different spin to it. Who knew? I never mixed protein powder with yogurt ever before in my life. So that's basically what I wanted to say about the review of the protein powders from the perspective of three different human beings with three different lifestyles and or sensitivities. Oh, I should mention, I'm athletic, I work out, I go to the gym, I'm a dancer, I have a lot of food allergies, as well as I have eczema. So that's the thing that's special about me. Sorry, I didn't mention that again, because I just assumed that you guys know. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, moving on. Okay, so here are some supplement facts for you all to know. These are printed on the back sides of the sample packs of protein. So for the Madagascar vanilla, it is 100 calories, 3 calories from fat, 1 gram of total fat, 1 gram of unsaturated fat, 2 grams of total carbohydrates, 1 gram of dietary fiber, and 20 grams of protein. There's also a large listing of vitamins and minerals. I will not go into all of the numbers, but I will list what the vitamins and minerals are underneath the protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So it's vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D3, vitamin E, vitamin K, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin B6, folic acid, vitamin B12, biotin, pantothenic acid, calcium, iron, phosphorus, iodine, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, molybdenum, chloride, sodium, and potassium. I would also like to let you know that this plant protein powder does not contain any artificial flavors, colors, gluten, lactose, saturated fat, cholesterol, or any animal products. Okay, moving on to the cacao flavor. Again, the supplement facts: 100 calories, 3 calories from fat, 1 gram of total fat, 1 gram of unsaturated fat, 2 grams of total carbohydrates, 1 gram of dietary fiber, and 20 grams of protein. Lastly, for the sprinkle cupcake, it is, once again, 100 calories, 3 calories from fat, 1 gram of total fat, 1 gram of unsaturated fat, 2 grams of total carbohydrates, 1 gram of dietary fiber, and 20 grams of protein. Well, my friends, it looks like we've made it to the end of episode 14 of the Simply Chrissy podcast. The first podcast episode for the year 2020. Many more to come. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. Thank you, Mike Rashid, for listening to this episode. Speak life. Speak life. You have to speak things into existence, folks. Speak them into existence. I highly recommend that you all try the plant and protein powder. No joke. Straight goods. All facts. Super good. It tastes better than whey protein powder. Sometimes whey protein powder has this gross, like, stanky taste. Because I've had whey protein powder before. You have to be careful with the protein powders that you buy because they're not all created equal. Anyway, do remember to rate and share the Simply Chrissy podcast. Please and thank you. It would be greatly appreciated. Please tell a friend. Please tell a family member. Please, I don't know, share it on your social media. Whatever floats your boat. Because sharing is caring. And there's nothing more powerful than word of mouth. So if you have received any value from any episode I've ever done, or any, you know, soundbite that you've ever listened to, please share it. Share it and spread it around the world. Thank you so much. Do remember to also check out the Simply Chrissy blog, on WordPress, as well as to check out the social media accounts. So, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Simply Chrissy blog. Of course, I also post things from my podcast on there as well. And once again, when you're on there, it is a social platform. So please tag your friends, tag your family, just tag somebody, share it. If you think of somebody who could receive some value, by all means, sharing is caring. I hope that you all received some value from today's episode, and I hope that if you don't already try protein powder, that you will be adventurous and give this one a shot. And if you do already take a protein powder, still step outside of your comfort zone, try something new. You may just surprise yourself, you know? Anyway, Happy New Year, friends. Love and light. Check you later.